Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart, an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Our ministry website is www.newvisionforlife.com, where we align our hearts with the heart of God. Please join our host, Bishop Etta Banks, as we get to the heart of the matter.
Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Etta Banks, pastor of New Vision for Life Church, and we have our co-host with us today, as always. Go ahead, beloved.
Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Tabika Garnes. It's good to have you guys on again for another Saturday. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the topic for today.
Amen. Amen. So good morning to Tamika Shelton, her mother Joyce, praise be unto God. Good morning to Joyce in New York, to Prophetess Dawn, Prophetess Kim, Isaiah in Chicago, Isaiah in Pennsylvania, the Crawfords, praise God, in Tennessee, to all of our listeners here. Excuse me, to all of our listeners that call in every single week, good morning. Sweetheart, go ahead and take over. I got a clean throat here.
Okay, yes. Good morning to all of our weekly callers. Good morning, good morning. Again, we just thank you for joining us every morning. We thank you for all the support that you give. Again, you know, I always say that you could be doing something else on a Saturday morning. You could still be sleeping. You could be out shopping or taking care of things that you normally can't get done during the week because you may be at work or taking care of the kids. So we do appreciate the time that you take to be with us, and we know that without your support that we couldn't do this. So thank you very much. So before we continue, we want to give the Lord some praise this morning because, number one, we are alive. That's the very first thing. No matter what may be going on in our lives right now, we are alive. We're still here. We can still open our mouth and praise him. We can still give him glory. So we want to just thank God this morning in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, that you kept us throughout the night, that no hurt, harm, or danger came upon us, Lord God. We thank you for your peace, your joy, your love. We thank you, O God, for your healing, for your deliverance. We thank you for keeping us close to you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for dispatching angels on our behalf when things were going a certain way, even though we may not have seen it, that you dispatched your angels to protect us from danger that was headed our way. Father, we thank you for pushing us to do better. We thank you, Father God, for equipping us with the things that we need to make your name great in this earth, oh God, to make you famous in the earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Now I declare that we shall be mighty warriors for you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we will not allow fear to keep us or hold us back from doing the things that you have told us to do here on the earth, Father. And so we thank you for choosing us, and we thank you for equipping us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for every need, Lord, every need you shall supply. And every problem that we come in contact with or we endure, we can go to the Bible for the answers, oh God. A lot of our situations may seem and nobody else understands, Lord God, but we know that you understand, and that's why you left the word for us to go to. The word is the only answer. Everything that we come up against is in the Bible. The answers are in the Bible. The situations may not be exact, but the answers are in the Bible. So, Father, we just thank you right now. We ask, Father God, that you just continue to fill us up, Lord God, with all the things, Lord God, of you in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we ask that you fill us up with your peace, oh God, your peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask, oh God, that you just continue to guide us and direct us to down the path that we are supposed to go. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for just everything that you're doing in this season, oh God. The things that we pray for, Father, we shall see come to pass in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, the destiny that you placed in our bellies, oh God, that it shall come forth and manifest, Lord God, that we shall not die full of the things that you place in us, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. So I pray for those that come to this line every week, Father God. I pray, Father God, that those prayers that they've lifted up to you because come here and they've listened, oh God, and they've shared, Lord, that you would begin to do a new thing in their lives, oh God, that you would begin to heal them, Lord God. You would begin to resurrect things that have died prematurely in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Lord, we know that we all have burdens, Lord God, that we brought to you, Lord God, and some of the burdens that we brought to you, we turn right around and pick them back up. But, God, let us be a people that would learn to come to you and give you our burdens. And when we get up from kneeling before you, oh God, or however your prayer, however you go to God in prayer, that when we give God our burdens, Lord God, that we don't turn around and pick them back up, that when we give God our burdens, that we'll trust him enough not to put our 2 cents in it again. So, Father, we just ask for forgiveness, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness of the things that we've done in thought, word, or deed. We ask for forgiveness, Lord God, of trying to do things our way instead of your way, Lord God. We ask for forgiveness because of our disobedience when we heard you tell us not to do something or told us to do something and we just didn't do it. We did it our way. And so, Father, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for forgiveness of our stubbornness or of always wanting to be right or always wanting to have the last word. Everything, Father God, that goes against you, Lord God, we ask for forgiveness. And we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and in our families' lives. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So before we start, I just want to share two events coming up at our church. So next Saturday will be a free home improvement workshop. It will be at our church, 1724 Woodlawn Drive, Suite 2, and that's in Gwin Oaks, and the zip code is 21207. And that will be taught by my husband, Mark Garnes. The time is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Again, it's free. There will be light refreshments and just a chance for you to get to learn the basic things of home improvement because we know that if you own a home, you know that sometimes you have things that come up in your home that need to be fixed and you may not know who to turn to or ask. And we know that a lot of times a lot of people have got burned for their money because they contacted someone and they paid them. The person never finished the work and all that other stuff. So those type of questions you're able to ask my husband, Mark Garnes, during that time, and he will have just a little something to show you how to fix. You know, I don't know the correct terms that he uses, but I think he's going to have like something where he will show people how to fix something easy. And then the next one is March the 23rd. That's a free community writers workshop that will be led by myself, Tabika Garnes, and that will be at our church as well, New Vision for Life. And that, again, is March 23rd. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will have light refreshments, again, door prizes. And basically, you would just, if you're a writer, you like to write, then this would be for you to come out. I will have a partner with me. Her name is Brianna Cabell. She's a writer. She's published her own books. And so if you're interested, You can go to our website. I'm sorry. No, you can go to New Vision's Facebook page. It should be on New Vision's Facebook page, and I have to check our website. But I know that it's on the Facebook page, New Vision for Life Church. You can register through eventbrite.com, and if you can also go to that website and look up both of those, and you should see it there. The free communities, free writers workshop, that one is not up yet, but will be up soon. I just got my flyer done, so that will be up soon. But the free community home improvement, that's up. So if you're interested, just please go there and register and tell someone else about it. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Apostle, do you have anything you want to share before we get into what we're going to talk about today?
No, beloved, I don't. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Amen. Okay. Well, this morning we will be discussing, we're going to talk about cursed objects. And I think about a week ago I was on YouTube and I was listening to one of the, I forgot her name, but anyway, she was talking about cursed objects. She was talking about the Christian witches, of how they are infiltrating the church, hiding behind the word Christian, but they're Christian witches. I don't know how they can be witches and, you know, be Christian, but I get that's a way of pulling others into by using Christian and you know, acting as if they really love the Lord and believe the word of God and all of that all of that. It's just a way to pull naive people in, people that aren't mature in the word of God, that don't know any better. That's the easiest way to get those people. So she was talking about how someone came up to her and gave her some type of cloth or something, and I guess they called it like a prayer cloth or something. They wanted to give her as a gift, and she took the cloth, and she said that she once she took the cloth and got home, it was like she started right into warfare. It was like all these things were happening, things going on in her spirit that she knew were not right, and she was trying to figure out, like, where is all of this coming from all of a sudden? And then she got a call from someone she knows, and the person told her that he either had a dream or a vision about her and this red string. And a lady said, "What are you talking about, red string? I don't understand what you're talking about. What about a red string?" And he said, "I just see this red string, and it's causing warfare in your life." And so she began to, you know, go back and try to figure out what was he talking about. Then she remembered she received that red cloth from that person, and immediately she got rid of it. And once she got rid of it, the warfare stopped. So what she said was that we have to be careful of the things that we receive from people, things that people give us. We have to be careful because, you know, they come to you as if it's a gift and that they're being friendly or you know, they're just being nice about it. But behind it is something dark. Behind it is witchcraft. Behind it is to tear you apart through spiritual warfare. And so she was just saying, be mindful of the things that people give to you and know the difference. That's why we have to discern spirits. And when you know, just when you come in contact with certain people, you may not be able to look at a person. Some people can do this, but you may not be able to look at a person and know that they're a witch, especially when we're in church. That's not in the forefront of our minds that we're scanning the room on Sundays and we're looking at people trying to determine whether they're witches or not. And so, you know, people may look like a regular Joe Schmo, like, okay, they're okay, or because a lot of times we look at the outwardly appearance of people, and if they're dressed a certain way, like for instance, some people that live that dark life, they wear the all black all the time, and the chains and the skulls, and they always have on that real dark eyeliner and things like that. So those people we can look at and say, oh yeah, they dabble in the dark world. They listen to that rock music that just spews evil and talks about evil and all that other stuff. But at the same time, it may be somebody that we don't know. They may not even dabble in the dark places. They may just like that style. They may like the color black, you know. So that's why we have to go to God and ask Him to show us the difference. And once He shows us the difference, we know how to pray, and we know how to approach things, and we know that we're not assuming a certain thing when we hear from God, and God is telling us, no, that person, stay away from that person. Or He might say, that person may look that way, but they're really not that way, so it's okay to interact with them, and all that type of stuff. So again, all of that comes from being in God's presence, hearing His voice, knowing what it is that He's saying, what He's saying to stay away from. And so today we just want to talk about objects that we may have in our homes, and that we may not be sure that they are cursed. So, you know, we go to the store, even down to the different clothes that we wear. So when we buy clothes, we may not know the maker of that brand. And when they're making the clothes, we may not know, you know, if they are witches, if they believe in God. We don't know all of these things. And so when we're buying clothes, we just buy them. We go to the store, we try it on, we like it, we buy it, we take it home. Do we really pray over what we put on? I don't. I don't even think about it. I know certain brands, you know, people, I've heard people, or I've read something on Google, like the ones that don't like African Americans, they don't want us buying their brand and all that other stuff. So, you know, certain things I know not to buy. But then if this particular brand is not a known brand, and, you know, we're just going and we're buying the clothes, we don't really know exactly what they believe in or what they prayed over the clothes. So it's really important that, you know, when God have us researching things and it comes out, now it's one thing when you don't know. It's another thing that now you do know, so you know what to do about it. Somebody may be like, it's not even that, you know, it's not even that serious. It's not even that deep. Yes, it is. Because the, you know, things we hide behind certain things, and we don't give thought to things of this magnitude. We just don't. And so when we buy our clothes, from this point on, we should pray over them. Pray over them, break curses, break spells, because we have the power to do that. We can go to God's word and find a prayer in the word to break that, to break the curse off of whatever what was prayed over what we're putting on our bodies. You know, sometimes we go through things and we're like, why am I going through this? What is going on? Why do I feel this way? You know, we may be angry for no apparent reason. You know, we never give thought to, maybe it's something in my house that's causing me to act this way. Maybe it's my clothes that I have on that's causing me to act this way. We just don't know. So because we don't know, it's just best to just pray. Apostle, you have anything?
Excuse me, I am so sorry. You know, with what you just said, that is so important. There are a lot of things that we bring into our houses, and we do so innocently. You know, like when we, as blacks, being very proud of our African heritage and we bring African artifacts into our home. Times when we go and eat out at Chinese restaurants and there are idols and things in that restaurant, and you don't know, you know, what kind of prayers or anything that they have said over the food and so forth and so on. So by all means, always say the grace, you know, so that nothing can harm us. But, you know, there's so many things, darling, that we do out of our ignorance, not meaning that we are stupid, ignorance meaning a lack of knowledge. And the word tells us that God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. And that lack of knowledge, you know, in this case is dealing with cursed objects and things that the Bible tells us even, you know, what we should or shouldn't do when it comes to idols and false gods and so forth and so on. So I'm really glad that, you know, that you're tackling this morning, because these are things that are very, very serious, very serious. And when another thing with that, mentioning the items that we could have in our homes, our clothing, jewelry, these things, you know, also when you said like that the red string and so forth, there are people that are walking under the curse of being accident prone, and especially in a car, you know, constantly having car accidents, one after another, there could be a curse on that person. You know, even different types of cars we purchase. There's certain cars, I forgot what they, the Saturn and the Mercury, and I forgot which one of those, you know, which what those names mean, but those are accursed names in a demonic world. And so people that buy these cars have no idea they're buying cars, you know, that that are being called out every time they say the names of those cards. But you can cancel that with the blood of Jesus. You know, you can cancel that if you own one of these things. So here we have the knowledge, the information is coming to us. And so I thank you, you know, for sharing this information with us. And once again, I'm heart to heart. Once again, what we share on this show is for all of us to grow, be delivered, be set free, and go forth and share that information with others so they too can be set free. Thank you, sweetheart. Go ahead, please.
Amen, amen. Thank you. All right, so we do have a caller that wishes to your last four digits are 1816. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you both. This is Prophetess Kim. I just wanted to, as you all were talking, chime in quickly because I may have to get off the call. Another thing that a lot of us don't think about, ladies, is hair weave. The hair, when we get human hair to put in our head, we have to pray, because that hair could be coming from somebody who is in the occult, who is doing witchcraft and all kinds of things. And you're putting that hair in your head, and then, you know, you wonder why, like you say, you're going through certain things or sicknesses come and different things, because that hair is connected to the demonic world. So that's another thing I just wanted to throw in, is those hair weaves. When we buy human hair, we have to pray, you know, we have to pray over the hair, and sometimes even the eyelashes. I was in a service, and the prophet told the lady, whoever put her eyelashes on was operating demonically, and she had to take the eyelashes off. So we have to pray about everything. Oh, yeah, we have to pray about everything. Because it wasn't so much the eyelashes, but the person who was putting them on was operating demonically. Because they did those eyelashes, you know, you don't know what people are praying over you when they're doing things. So we have to pray about everything.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Amen. So I really thank her for sharing those. I really didn't even think about the hair weave. Because this hair, like she said, is coming from other countries, coming from off of the head, you know, at times, coming off is real hair that was on someone's head. So I've heard of women in different countries cutting their hair off, you know, because that's how they make money. So, yeah, that's true. And even people, even when you're getting your hair done, you don't know what these people are, you know, what they believe in, what they pray to, you know, so that too. So when we're getting our hair done or whatever, whenever somebody is touching us, even the doctors, everybody, whenever somebody is coming into contact with us, we need to pray that that covering over us, that no transference of spirits and that nothing that they dabble in will affect us. So, yes, this is good. And I just thank God for, I'm going to say he directed me to listen to that video on YouTube.
Right.
Because it wasn't me. Like, I don't know. I wasn't looking for anything specific. I wasn't looking for that. But it was right there. And I pressed it and I started listening. And I'm like, wow, Lord, wow. Like, this is something that we should share on a radio show, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, this is the stuff. And Apostle, you said about that, you know, the scripture where it says God's people perish for a lack of knowledge. And it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
It is so true. Now, I know it's a lot of stuff that we don't know. But it, again, once it comes, once God shows it to us or reveals it to us, then it's our responsibility, you know, to now operate in a different way. It's our responsibility to operate in a different way. And I mean, it could be something that you love to do, but if God is saying no, you got to let it go. You know, even to the point where when our kids, when they watch certain things on TV, like those Harry Potter, the Harry Potter movies and things of that nature, you know, that deals with secrets and sorcery and witchcraft and all that stuff. And, you know, we may not pay it any attention because we're like, oh, that's just, you know, a cartoon or something like that. But it's real. It's the way that the enemy can get a foothold in our children's lives unknowingly, because we're not really paying it any attention. And then what happens is our children start really liking this stuff. And so when it comes to trying to take it away, it becomes a fight, because now the child really doesn't understand, because this is something that they love. Like, they love this thing, and now you coming to take it away from them. Now it's a fight because they don't understand the effects that may happen to them, or that may already be going on that you don't even know about. So it's those hidden things that we have to be careful about. Even back to when we talk about, what is it called, when we read our horoscopes and things like that, going back to that, that's another way people get pulled into witchcraft unknowingly. And just recently I was at work, and someone asked my coworker, what's your sign or something? And she, you know, she said what her sign was. And she, you know, it was almost like, it was almost like she was proud, you know, of what her
proud
sign is. And so, you're right. Then the young lady asked me, I said, I don't do signs. She was like, oh, I said, because they have witchcraft connected to it. And she was like, oh, you know, she was saying, oh, my grandmother, she said, yeah, my grandmother says the same thing. Like, she don't do signs either. I've heard my grandmother say that before. So I'm like, So it's like she knows, you know, she has some type of knowing about it, but still, you're still asking about the signs. So, you know, it, in those things, again, like, and even when we know stuff, we must say it, you know. And if the person receives it, so be it, amen, glory to God. If the person doesn't receive it, it's nothing you can do but allow mm-hmm. God to have his way with that person concerning this. Like, you can't force it on them, because when somebody really believes something and they've grown up in this stuff, it's hard to break that off of people. And so you'll find yourself getting into a blown-out argument with someone because they don't want to accept what you're saying. And guess what? It's okay. It's nothing you can do about it. You shared. That's all you can do. Let it be. So Isaiah
4, beloved.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
No. You go ahead, honey. Do your scripture when you and come back to
okay.
me.
Okay. Isaiah 47:11-14 says, "Therefore shall evil come upon thee, thou shalt not know from whence it riseth." I'm sorry, one second, my computer went out. Okay. "And mischief shall fall upon thee, thou shalt not be able to put it off, and desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Stand now with thine enchantments and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth. If so be thou shalt be able to profit, if so be thou mayest prevail. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it." So even in God's word, it tells you that you should not dabble in horoscopes and astrologers. That's part of horoscopes, and even tarot cards and psychics and all that other stuff. So if you go to God's word, like I said earlier in prayer, that our answers to everything that we have a question about, it's in the word. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. I want to read a scripture also, and then also point something else out. And what I'm reading from is the Easy English Version of the Bible. And this is in Deuteronomy 7. Verses 25 and 26, and it says, you must burn their false gods in a fire. You must not want to keep the silver and the gold on the gods. The Lord your God hates it, so do not take it for yourself, because it causes trouble for you. Do not bring anything that God is... Excuse me. Do not bring anything that God hates into your house. If you do, he will put a mark on you to destroy both you and the bad thing. God has said that he will destroy it, so you must hate it also. Again, you know, we innocently bring things into our homes and thinking that it is okay. And we have got to wake up to these things. Now, the thing that I wanted to point out is even some of the religious things that we think, you know, is good for us to have around because we are religious. And let's deal with one of the things I used to love. I mean, I used to love it. It's the Star of David. When I used to wear the Star of David, I thought it was connecting me to the Jewish people, that the Jews that are God's chosen people. This was connecting me to this. I used to say even the term that I am a confirmed Jew. I am a Jew connected, you know, by Abraham and all, but I'm a Jew that believes in Jesus Christ. And so the Star of David, well, the Star of David is also the six-point dealing with the hexagon, dealing with the hexagon. That's what that star does. And so we have to be mindful of that. The other thing that we see a lot of Christians wearing are the cross necklaces or earrings and dealing with the crucifixion, have Jesus Christ still on the cross. Again, Jesus is not on the cross. After he died and was buried and rose again, he came off that cross. And so that even has falsehood connected to it. What about the idols of the Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus? What about the figurines of the different saints? And you'll find this with a lot of Catholics, having the figurines. And it's one thing when we are burning candles, you know, just for the aroma and the fragrance in the air, but the burning of candles, you know, for spiritual purposes, all of this is against the word of God. And burning incense for spiritual reasons, again, this is against the word of God. And we have to be so careful, so mindful. If you don't take the time to read the word and find out what it is that you should do, of course, we're giving you a couple of scriptures that you can go back and research for yourself. But listen, just go through your house and pray and ask God to reveal those things. Ask the Holy Spirit, reveal to you whatever it is that you could possibly have in your home that could be cursed and or bringing a curse upon you. And mentioning these things that are religious items that people have in their homes, even to organizations. You know that we have said over and over again how the Freemasons is a cult. It is a cult. And all of the black Freemasons that I know, all of them belong to churches. They belong to churches. There is not like they're unsaved people. They are saved people in secret organizations. Even this, you know, the Star of David is also on their, you know, their it's on their apron that they wear, their ring and so forth. There are so many demonic things and signs that they have in the Freemasons, and the men that join these things, the new ones that come in, the babies that come in, they're not joining this knowing that it's an occult. They're joining it because of the prestige. They're joining it because this organization, just like any fraternity and sorority, you're having brothers and sisters, you know, that will be able to help you in your education, help you with jobs, help you with homes. You know, if you are a Freemason and wearing your ring and you go to court and your lawyer is a Freemason, the judge is a Freemason, when they see your signs that you are wearing, they are supposed to give you the benefit. They're supposed to, you know, reduce any sentencing and so forth. That's the purpose of them wearing their rings, letting them know, look, brother, I am. You can get pulled over by a police officer and have on your Freemason ring and have on something from the Shriners and this, that, and the other, and you can get off from a ticket if the man that stopped you is part of the organization. So there are things that are being worked all the way around every single day, everywhere we go. You know, stuff is happening. Stuff is happening. So we have got to pray like we've never prayed before. Ask God to open up our eyes and our ears, open up our spirit for to be discerners of the spirit. The spirit, pray over our children. We release our children into the hands of we don't know who when they are going to school every single day. And you don't know what it is that that person is doing in their home, what curses they have put over our children and so forth. So you've got to cover your children with the full armor of God. You've got to be covered. Your spouse has to be covered. Cover your car. Cover everything. And don't be afraid of throwing something out because you paid a lot of money for it or because it was given to you by someone you love. Honey, we have to get rid of these things. We have to. Look, thank you, Tabiga. Let me shut up.
It's okay. Go ahead.
I don't know. Like, this thing is really, really, you know, in my spirit. It's just really in my spirit. So, okay, love, I'm finished. I'm finished. God help us. God help us.
Amen. Amen. And yes, yeah, so one of the biggest ways we can bring cursed objects into our homes are when we go on vacation and we go to different countries. And yes, and we're bringing souvenirs home. And for example, when my husband and I got married, we were on a cruise and we went to different countries. One of the countries that I can remember we went to was Belize. And so when we were there, we bought this. I don't know what it was, but it looked like a container. Maybe it was like a bottle, and they wrapped it in. They wrapped it with, I think, this leather or something, but then they carved things into it. So that's a lot of things that they do there. They carve images and stuff. And so, you know, back in 2007, we were not in church like we are now. And so we brought this thing home. And we've had it ever since we went on ever since we came back from our honeymoon. So recently, when I read that, when I watched that video, I came home and I started looking around, trying to find things that we may have that we may need to get rid of. And so I came home and I was looking around, trying to see if it was anything here that I needed to get rid of. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, my son is calling my phone back to back. Wait a minute. So I found this thing that we brought back from the honeymoon. I said to my husband, I said, we need to get rid of this, because I looked at it and it was like it was had carvings on it. It looked like a tree with this stone in the middle, and then as I look, it had fish on it, but the fish looked like snakes, and I'm like, oh God, no, we need to get rid of this. So my husband took it and put it in a dumpster. And then he said, as he was throwing it away, he got revelation that every since we've had this thing, we've had money issues. And even when we were on the honeymoon, the day before we were supposed to come back to the States, we had this bill, and it was a high bill. And we were like, oh man, why is it so much? And you know, just questioning why was it so much, and not even thinking that maybe this thing that we have may be connected to it. And so even, you know, being home, and I think I told Apostle, my sister, somebody, I said, I used to have these urges to buy stuff, just to buy stuff for no reason, just buy stuff, you know. And since we've gotten rid of that thing, I no longer had those urges to buy things. And so, you know, we just never know what's in our house that's causing us to react a certain way, causing us to causing money to just fall through our hands because we're just not using it in the right way. And it's just amazing. I just love God so much because he will reveal things to us in ways that may not be what we think, you know, it's how, or we may picture or think that it should go, but he does, and sometimes we may not even ask, but he will get rid of certain things. He will make us pay attention to certain things. Another example: a few years ago, I went to this African store where they sold like all the African clothing, and they sold like all the African masks and all that stuff. And so I went there, and the lady was like explaining where this mask came from and what it represented and all that other stuff. But I didn't want any of that stuff. What did I go there for anyway? I don't even remember. But I ended up buying buying a bracelet. It was like a brass bracelet. I think that's what I went there for. Yeah, I did. I went there to buy a bracelet because when I was younger, my sister and I had these bracelets, and they were brass, and they were, I can't remember if they had carvings in them or not. I can't remember, but I know that they represented Africa or something like that. So that's what I went there for. I found the bracelets. I think I bought two of them, one for me, and I might have bought one for my sister. But anyway, so I'm wearing a bracelet, not thinking anything, you know, was wrong or anything, but I kept feeling a certain way. But I didn't chalk it up to the bracelet. So then I just stopped wearing it for a while. I don't know why, probably because I had other bracelets to wear, so I wasn't paying that one any attention anymore. So when, now mind you, I hadn't worn this bracelet in like months. And then one day I put the bracelet on, and when I went to put the bracelet on, it snapped in half. And I was like, oh man, my bracelet broke. But I had to throw it away because I couldn't wear it anymore. But, you know, that was God protecting me from whatever was attached to it. So, like, even when it comes to people, sometimes God will just remove people out of your life. Like one day you talk to them and then they don't call you anymore. And you're like, why such and such doesn't call, don't call me anymore. And what's going on? Did I do something? Did I offend them? Sometimes it's just God removing them from your life. And it's like, you can't get in touch with them anymore. And so sometimes we just have to look at it like, okay, God, you will remove them from my life. For whatever reason, you removed it. Remove that person. And don't try to go back and get back in contact with them and try to make things work. Just let it be. When God removed people out of your life, just let it be.
Yeah.
Don't go back and try to fix it. Because God knows more than God. We know that God knows way more than we know. He does. And so the way that he protects us from things, we should praise God in that, not become depressed over it and all that other stuff. We should praise him for protecting us in the way that he protects us. Again, sometimes some of us are so compassionate and we love so hard that we don't even give thought to, you know, we don't even give thought to the way people treat us. Or their attitudes towards us, because we love so hard and we're so compassionate and we just love. And sometimes those people are not supposed to be in our space. They're not supposed to be close to us, but we still try to make it work just because we love so much. We just try to make it work. And God is saying, no, that person is not supposed to be that close to you. And so when God reveals that, let it be. It's okay. You can still be cordial. You don't have to be nasty towards a person and all that other stuff. But you just know the distance that you have to keep between you and that person, especially if it's coming from God. It's a real good thing to keep that person at a distance. It's a real good thing. So, you know, don't be upset and thinking that something's wrong with you and all that other stuff. Just let it be. Let God have his way. Let him do what it is that he needs to do to protect us. Also, Apostle talked about the anti-Christian symbols. So they also open ourselves up to the works of darkness, such as depression, lust, moodiness, sickness, accidents, and fear. We should check our homes to see what kind of pictures we have on our walls and check our closets for old souvenirs of the past and ask the Holy Spirit to show us the things of darkness that should not be in our homes. It would be wise to throw out the old, it's saying the old weather witches. Do not become involved with water witching either as the power behind this witchcraft, hence the name water witching. Ouija boards, wooden spoons and masks with evil faces from foreign islands, excessive owl and frog decorator items, sun gods, Confucius paintings, images of serpents, snakes and dragons, voodoo dolls, Kashina dolls, Yabachi designs on Indian rugs, Indian god's eyes, objects made with yarn, dream catchers, the Buddha statues, all of that stuff. And real quick, I just want to say something about these dream catchers. I don't know why people like them. Because even not really knowing the background of what they are, I don't want anything catching my dreams. I mean, it's called a dream catcher. Why would you want something to catch your dreams? You shouldn't want anything to catch your dreams. I mean, like, if God has given you a dream, a vision about something, you know, who you're going to be, why you were created, what it is that he's going to have you to do, why would you want something to catch that?
I'm sorry. I interrupted you, honey, but what is dream catcher?
Okay, so it's like a web, it's a web design. It has like these feathers at the end of it that hangs at the end of it. It's in, it's a circle, and it's like a web in between, that's in between the circle. And people have them like, you know what, can you picture, have you seen one before, but you may not have known what it was.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
So people, you're welcome. People have them hanging in their cars, you know, some, you know, young people have them because what they see is how, quote unquote, pretty it is, but they don't know the meaning behind it. And so, again, that's why we had to research stuff that we buy, because certain things you look at and you're like, especially if it looked demonic, you're like, oh, I ain't bringing that in my house. You just right off the bat not bringing it in your house. But if it's something that's pretty and catches your eye, you may bring that into your house, not thinking that, you know, it's demonic. So we really have to be careful. Also, the sci-fi movies, you know, some of us like the sci-fi movies. We have to be careful with those because they all say, like, paranormal stuff. Haunted houses and scary movies, and I don't watch scary movies. I used to like scary movies back in the day. I don't watch scary movies. And oh wow, I see something on here that I was watching not that long ago. It's called Pretty Little Liars. That I seen that show not that long ago, and I was watching it, and I'm like, It had me like engrossed in it. I would sit in front of the TV for hours watching the whole series, and it was like I could not move. And then I just stopped watching it for whatever reason. I stopped watching it. I think I told Apostle about it because it was like one of them shows that grasped you and pulled you in. And I'm telling you, I'm literally sitting in front of the TV on a weekend all day long watching this show, every episode, back-to-back, every season. And because it was almost like a suspense movie trying to figure out who the killer was and who you thought it was. It wasn't that person, so now you're trying to figure out. Yeah, so I see that on this list, so I'm glad I don't watch it anymore. So, Lord, forgive me for watching that show. Forgive me. So, see, even in that, I didn't know that don't pay any attention to that I wasn't supposed to be watching it. Let me just read all the shows real quick that they have on here. Teen Wolf, The Walking Dead, Supernatural, Mind Games, The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, Heroes, Grimm, Lost Girl, True Blood, Medium, Witches of East End, the Harry Potter movies, Charmed, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, The Witches of Eastwick. It's another show on, I think it's called Lucifer or something like that.
So
we just need to wake up and be careful. And don't beat yourself up if you were of one that were watching, you know, these shows. Don't beat yourself up. Just know now that you're not supposed to be watching it. Amen, Apostle.
Amen, amen, amen. Very good information that has been brought forth today. And there are things that we have mentioned that, you know, some of you have been going, ouch, ooh, oh, yes, I got that, you know, and so forth. Listen, y'all, don't just be hearers of the word, be doers of it also. 1 Corinthians 15 and 33 says, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. You know, when we listen to certain music, I'm reading certain books, and excuse me, and so forth, when we're doing these things, you know, we're opening ourselves up, you know, for demonic spirits to enter and take root in our lives, in our spirits. And again, it is so very, very important to do what is necessary to save our children, to release us from everything that we have, that we have been connected with, whether it's through our heritage, whether it's through, you know, sororities and clubs and so forth and so on. Even, like I said before, the religious things that we think are religious, that it makes us look more Christ-like and so forth, we've got to examine it all. There was something that Minister Tabika said that was very important when she said, you know, she prayed over, you know, the things. She asked God for forgiveness. And this is what we must do. You must ask God for forgiveness, you know, for any involvement that you did. So admit the sin. Ask God for forgiveness. You need to repent. And after you repent, you need to renounce all the ties that you have had with these things. So those are the steps that you would go through to get yourself free. You confess the sin, seek forgiveness, repent, and renounce all of the ties to these things that you have had, that you have dealt with. Renounce them. And listen, don't give those things away. Don't give someone the clothing or the jewelry or the games or the paintings or your totem poles. You don't give that away. The word says to burn it. And listen, if you cannot burn it, if you cannot burn it, where you're in a place where you can't, you know, go out in your yard and put it all in a little fire and so forth, if you cannot do that, destroy it. Destroy it and throw it away. Do not give it to anyone else, because now you have passed the accursed object on to someone else, and you don't want to do that. Go ahead, beloved.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you all for joining us this morning. So I would just suggest that you go through your house, and if you already done it, to God be the glory. If you haven't, mm-hmm. I would just suggest that you go through your home and you look for certain things, and when you look at it, ask God, is this something that you're supposed to get rid of? If you hear the word yes, just get rid of it. Share this with your family, to have them go through their homes to see if they have any of these things that we talked about. And the article came from BibleResources.org. / spiritually / cleansing / home /
So if you don't remember all of that, just type in BibleResources.org, and you should be able to search within their website so that you can see everything that was listed that we may not have been able to get to today. So everybody, we thank you again for joining. Have a good weekend. If you don't have a church home, please come out and visit us tomorrow as we rejoice and give God praise and thanks on tomorrow. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Amen. Goodbye.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Heart to Heart with Bishop Etta Banks. Heart to Heart is an outreach ministry of New Vision for Life Kingdom Builders. Please visit our ministry website at www.newvisionforlife.com. As always, beloved, I pray that God will bless you and bless you mightily. And as he does, you will turn around and bless someone else. And then that person will turn around and bless someone. Then that person will turn around and bless God Almighty for the blessings that he bestowed upon them. And then God, in his awesome and infinite wisdom, will turn around and bless you one more time because you knew what to do with the blessings he bestowed upon you. I thank God for the completion of the circle of blessings. I beseech you, therefore, in the name of Jesus, that you go forth today and be a blessing to someone. And when you do, do so on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.